first and foremost, guys, it's always great to watch you do what you do live and in acoustic fashion as well. That was absolutely brilliant. The kind of question that comes to mind for me first is, how important is it to you guys that people take substance and meaning from the music?
Very, very, very.
That answers that one.
I suppose over the years we've written a few songs. Like, I suppose we've all been touched by the subject, to speak. We've all been touched by it over the years. We've actually written a few songs.
We have indeed.
So
it's always something that's been very, very special to us, or very close to
us. It's been very close. Yeah. It's been everywhere.
It is really, yeah. Especially last year, you know, the figures were startling.
Like, yeah, I think it had something like 451 people committed suicide in 2015. And I suppose another scary fact, 80% of those were men.
Yeah.
And young.
Young men, yeah.
Young men. So it was kind of a case of, we wanted to try and portray the message. It's something people don't talk about. And they don't do it enough. So it's something we wanted to try and push. Yeah.
Well, it's something people like to talk about, but they don't do much about.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Speak.
And that is, it's a very simple message. You know.
I do it every day in my job. I meet people. I give people 10 minutes of my day. Someone comes into me with a problem, I listen.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very simple thing to do. It's not going to cure a person, but it might get them to the next day where things don't seem as bad.
Yeah. And it is a great message. You know, when you got in touch with me to tell me that this project was happening and the name of it was Speak, it's like so simple but so effective. That's all you kind of need to do. So just tell us about how you got it together. I know we're kind of talking about it and the story behind it. How, you know, we mentioned Low, that it is something that you've written about before. What made you want to write it this time? You know, was it just the fact that it was rampant, or is there more to it personally than that?
Well, I think what was going on in Cork, especially at the time, I think that the song found us rather than we wrote the song, wasn't it? Mm. We were just in a jamming session one night. Mikey had a few ideas. They were going okay, weren't
they? But I try.
We just started playing the riff, and that one chord in the chorus, it's just one chord.
Yeah.
And I kept saying to Stephen Wick, I can't sing to that. There's nothing to sing to. It's just one chord. Still, it has screaming no.
Yeah.
And we went, this is it.
That's it.
This is the one.
You found it, like.
Like, I think it found us, really. You know, it's.
I think it probably definitely came at a time where the track found ye, and you were the ones to deliver the message and the reaction. The last time we spoke, it was number one in the Google rock charts, wasn't it? In the iTunes
rock charts and Google Play rock
and on the Google Play rock charts as well. And it's 99 cent.
Yeah.
Goes towards Pieta House as well. Yeah. It's very important to mention. So the reaction, tell me, it has been great, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been one of those we didn't expect it to get as much traction as what it did. I suppose one thing that probably did help, besides the fact that we like the song, we like what it's actually saying, we like the melody behind it, and I think a lot of people that we shared it to before it went out, because we'll say you got involved with us. Isabel, Red FM were very supportive behind us also, but other people like Dermot and Dave and Today FM,
Keith Barry
has always been very good to us and very supportive. David Gerrity from Bell X1, Eric Lawler from Fair City, the comedian. You know, there's quite a lot of people that got behind us. They understood it, and they knew exactly what we were trying to say and trying to do with it. So it was a case of get them involved and to try and push people to speak.
Yeah.
You know?
But you mentioned all the faces there as well. As you said, I got to make an appearance in the video, as did our own Izzy as well. Just the video itself, it kind of starts and finishes with a really, really powerful message. And I wanted to give Donnie a mention.
Oh, excellent.
Just tell us a little bit about Donnie. For those of you who haven't seen the video, it is available up online to check out. And it does start with kind of Donnie's story.
Yeah, Donnie is a 40-year-old guy. So he's around the same age as what we are from Dingle. I first spotted him online going back a while ago. He basically went through a pretty rough time for quite a big chunk of his life. He tried to commit suicide 3 times. Had quite a few problems with alcohol and drugs as well, which didn't help. So what we basically decided to do was to get someone that is in that position and know exactly what it's like to go through what he's gone through, so that people could actually see at the start of the video, Donnie has been through such a rough time in his life, but at the end of it, you get to see what that other person has done to come out through the other side of it.
I suppose you get to see the other person, you know, that he is now. But it's such a strong message as well. But then in the video itself, then I loved the idea of just holding up the sign.
Yeah.
I suppose you mentioned it, that so many people wanted to get involved because it was really important. And it turned out to actually be a really kind of effective video and a really good video as well. Just like you were saying off air, it's stripped back. Yeah. There's no bells and whistles on it. No. It's just, this is it. This is us. We're just sending you a message. And it was just kind of plain and simple, which is probably, it was the best thing about it, really.
Well, we tried to get everybody involved. Like, we also got some of the best of Cork's musicians, Jamie Staunton, August Walk, the Audible Joes, all great musicians, all different musicians, you know. But we released a very hard and heavy subject with no glitz or glam at the fluffiest time of the year.
Yeah.
And still did well, you know. That was the challenge.
And I suppose that it just goes to show, it was a challenge.
It was a challenge.
Yeah. But it was one that I paid off. And I think it paid off because, you know, you mentioned the figures. They were startling in 2016, especially here in Cork. Yeah. Was it 16 here in Cork? Or I might be thinking of the year now, but the figure was very high.
In the space of 2 weeks.
Yeah. In the space of 2 weeks, there was 16 suicide, which is insane. But so I think he came at a time where it was like, you know, this is important. Just to speak. It's why I loved it. I love the track. So it has been received very well, but like in making the video, there was a touch of kind of fun to making the video because you got to contact all these people, as you mentioned. I mean, all the famous faces that got involved. So I guess, but that was a particular highlight, if there was to be one. Mm. I know, given the nature of the subject, that it's not easy to say, oh, we had fun making it. But at the same time, with the reaction you got, it must have been a nice experience to put it together.
It was. Some of the shots I did was pretty cold up in Araglan at the time of
the singing, but you see with the hoodie on there.
Yeah, it was pretty cold, but it was good fun to do it. It was like a lot of shots we did in our own little studio out the back of my place, and what people don't realise, I suppose, you're miming to your own song and Mikey's in front of you with the camera. it's not all that. Like,
yeah, it's not all the glitz and glam.
No. But it did what I said in the tin. It is. It really does. You know, it's hitting home.
Yeah,
so
and I suppose just to give it a mention again, you can check out the video. It's up online. It's up on YouTube. I suppose it'll be on your sites as well. I mean, you can go to your Facebook pages, and you'll find the video there as well. And a very important cause, the proceeds going again to Pieta House. It's 99 cents for every time you buy it. It goes all proceeds to Pieta House, which is great. It's fantastic. And as you said, it has been getting a great reception because it is sitting at number one. So people have rallied in behind it, which is really, really good. So like, you've rounded off 2016. On a great note.
Yeah, they have indeed.
The album as well, Brothers, was really well received. Speak, like, such a high profile on that track. So what is in the pipeline for 2017?
Well, we have another single that hopefully will be ready to go within the next, we're hoping, 1-6 weeks, kind of. That's what we're looking at. It's something a little different. We have to finish this, the album number two.
Album number two is coming.
We're very proud of the last one, but this is something where I think we just found our niche.
Yeah,
and it's working well. Mikey's arranging a few tour dates and things at the moment. Yeah. There's a few things in the pipeline we can't speak about because if we do and they don't work out, you look like an ass.
But fair enough.
There's a good couple of things happening now. There's a lot of interest abroad as well for what we do, so we just have to keep plugging, keep pushing,
keep going.
You know, and look, I suppose the thing with us is we don't really care. We enjoy it. We've enjoyed it a lot.
It's a passion.
It's a passion, and we do it for the love of say. Of
that's
music.
Probably the secret to your longevity as well. I mean, you're doing it so long. It's on 25 years. So obviously the passion for it is what keeps the motivation going. You mentioned there that you're working on a new single. So this is the surprise that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've got a new single, and it's a radio exclusive.
It is indeed.
So we're going to play it now. Tell us, what's it called?
After you tuned up.
Yeah, be a good time to tune up. Make yourselves a cup of tea there, lads, while the lads tune up. Just give them a couple of ticks.
Well,
I see the light.
I see the light, it's called.
We haven't even recorded this yet. We're going in to record this.
So this is as exclusive
tonight,
as it gets.
I said, if Kieran's listening tonight, we are recording it. If he's not listening, we're going someplace else. So,
up you, Kieran.
It's always, like, you're welcome in Green on Red anytime. It's always great to have you here,
that's
guys.
That's a good buzz.
Thanks for calling. And I hope, as I said, people get in behind the track even more and keep that ball rolling on that video speak. But for now,